Praise the Lord, and we thank you for joining us. We do truly praise the Lord for you and want to be a blessing to you here on Uplifting Word. Today we're going to share with you forsaking your comfort zone, something we all have trouble doing, forsaking your comfort zone. Abram lived in a totally godless society. No one knew anything about an invisible God who made heaven and earth. Everyone worshipped idols made of precious metals and stone. They practiced the occult. But one day, the invisible God began speaking to Abram. And the Lord said, "Leave your country, your people, your father's home, and go to the land I will show you." What a statement. Leave everything, basically, God was saying. Now, Abram lived in a city called Ur, U-R, Ur of the Chaldees. This city was excavated in the 1920s, and when the archaeologists uncovered the city, they found that it was well-developed. It was an advanced culture. It was an advanced civilization. It was very comfortable for that day. And that's where Abraham lived, in Ur of the Chaldeans. But God was saying, "Abram, leave that comfortable city and go to a place I will show you." God didn't tell him the destination. He just said, "Go with me and I'll show you." Secondly, God said, "Leave your people." In other words, all that is familiar and convenient. That's hard to do. To leave all that is familiar, convenient, the things that make life easy and fun. And yet that's exactly what God said. And then finally, God said, "Abram, leave your family." Now that's tough. That's what God was saying. Commanding. Leave your family. Your family that raised you, that educated you, that took care of you. Well, here's what happened. Abram listened, but only with half heart. "But God, it's so comfortable here," was basically what Abram was saying, because, you see, he left Ur, but he didn't make it to Canaan. He went about already halfway to Canaan and settled in a city called Haran. Let's read Genesis chapter 11, verse 31.
Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there.
They didn't make it to Canaan. They didn't make it because Abram had not torn himself away from his comfort zone. They settled in Haran, which was north of that area, but was not in Canaan. And they spent several more years in the city of Haran as Abram was hesitating to tear himself away from his comfort zone. But then we go to the next chapter of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 5. Let's read here. It says,
"He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there."
After his father passed away, Abram finally was able to tear himself away. It says that they set out, Abram, Sarah, Lot, they set out for Canaan, and then it adds this phrase, which seems kind of unnecessary. It says, "They set out for Canaan, and they arrived there." Well, we would take it for granted they would arrive there. That was their destination. Well, it's pointing out that for all these years, Abram had hesitated in tearing himself away from his comfort zone. Sometimes, brother and sister, God asks us to tear ourselves away from our comfort zones. He urges us to witness to our neighbor, our fellow employee. He urges us to take the position of Sunday school teacher our leadership in our church, or he urges us to start a Bible study group in our neighborhood, or he starts motivating us to read the Bible more. But we find it so hard to tear ourselves away from the comfort zone. But now, I want to share with you today how we can find the ability to forsake our comfort zone and go on into everything God has in mind for us. We forsake our comfort zone by trusting God's intentions. We trust God's intentions. You see, God never intends misery. And that's why we are so reluctant to leave our comfort zones, because we think that we're going to have to be led into misery. But God always intends a superior comfort zone for us. He never asks us to walk away from a comfort zone without having in mind what He's going to do with us next. God's never caught by surprise. He always is leading us to a superior comfort zone. Let's read Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, verse number 3.
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
Here God was saying, Abram, if you'll leave your family, your people, your culture, your city, then I will bless you. Immeasurably bless you. I will protect you. I will care for you. God was saying, I have a superior comfort zone in mind for you. Did you know that Jesus endured the arrest, the beatings, the persecution, the death on the cross by looking forward to a superior comfort zone? Let's read part of Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross.
There it is. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He wanted to sit at Father's right hand, enjoying eternal pleasures forevermore. And so, his confidence that God intended a superior comfort zone for him gave him the ability to go through the suffering. So, brother, sister, if God is urging you and prompting you to leave a comfort zone, it's not because he intends misery. No, he has something better in mind for you. Back in the late 1980s, Dolores and I were enjoying a wonderful church, a church that had grown immensely under our ministry. Our pastoral leadership was well respected in the city we had lived in for 15 years. Financially, it was very comfortable for us. Everything was going great, and we decided to buy our own house. We had lived in a parsonage that belonged to the church. But we decided to buy our own house. So we were looking and never found anything that really felt real good. But one day we were driving from our town into a larger city, and Dolores saw a billboard advertising homes. Dolores, do you remember that story? Can you tell that story?
I do remember that story, yes. And on this billboard in large letters, a builder was announcing that he had some luxury homes for sale and gave the price what they started. And so as I read that sign, the Holy Spirit just put these words into my mind. He says, you have eternity to enjoy luxury.
So there we were, wanting luxury on this earth. But the Lord reminded us, we had eternal luxury waiting for us. That helped both Dee and me pull away from our comfort zone, move to Houston in order to raise financial support to move to Asia and become missionaries in that part of the world. But you know what God did? We moved to Singapore, the Republic of Singapore, Southeast Asia, and the Lord opened up an apartment there for us. That was absolutely fabulous. nicer than anything we had ever lived in. It belonged to a wealthy Chinese businessman who was into marble and granite and precious rock. He was a very wealthy man and built this apartment. And basically, a lot of our apartment was lined in marble. It was beautiful. So you see, God had superior comfort in mind for us after we were willing to tear ourselves away from our comfort zone. God always intends to make you a blessing. Not only does he intend a superior comfort zone for you, but he also intends to make you a blessing whenever you are willing to forsake your inferior comfort zone. Listen to what the Lord said to the apostles who were commercial fishermen. He said, come follow me. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 19.
Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.
Jesus said, if you'll forsake your livelihood and follow me, I will make you fishers, but not for fish, not for marine life. I will make you fishers of men, men whose souls are immeasurably precious and valuable. So you see, God intended to take Peter and Andrew, James and John, these commercial fishermen, and make them a blessing. So God wants to make you a blessing, brother, sister. Be willing to take that next step, forsaking that comfort zone to which you are clinging, and let God make you a bigger blessing than you ever dreamed possible. God always intends to make you a blessing whenever you are willing to forsake your comfort zone and believe him for a superior comfort zone. Listen to what God said to Abram, Genesis chapter 22, verse number 18.
Through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
Listen to that. Because you have obeyed me. Because you have trusted me. Because you have believed me. Because you have looked to me. I will make you a blessing to all peoples on the earth. So you see, brother, sister, you cannot imagine the blessing you will become. Not only in this life, but also in the next life, as you become willing to forsake your comfort zone. God never intends misery for us. He always intends to honor us. He never intends to shame us or humiliate us. Listen to what God said to Abram, Genesis 12, verse 2.
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
Listen to that. I will make your name great. He wasn't intending to drag Abram's name in the mud. He wasn't saying, come on, Abraham, follow me into misery. No, he said, I will make your name great. So you see, brother, sister, you need never fear humiliation or embarrassment whenever God's leading you to forsake a comfort zone. Listen to these words. Isaiah 50, verse number 7.
Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame.
Let's read those two very important statements. Two things. This says that you will not be.
I will not be disgraced. I will not be put to shame.
That's what it says. Write down that verse if you can. Isaiah 50, verse 7. You will not be disgraced. You will not be put to shame. Because God intends to honor you. Let's look at Isaiah 54, verse number 4.
Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated.
Isn't that incredible? He tells us plainly, if you will walk away from the comfort zone, if you will walk away from the comfort zone out of which I am leading you, you have no need to be afraid of humiliation, of shame, of embarrassment. And yet I guess that's exactly what was happening to me whenever the Lord was dealing with us about leaving America and moving to Asia. I could just see myself failing financially. I could see myself not being able to make it to Asia. And yet God used these verses I just shared with you to help me overcome my fear of personal humiliation and personal failure, because God was wanting to show me He intends to honor His people. So, we forsake our comfort zones by letting ourselves trust God's intentions, His intentions to honor us, to make us a blessing, His intentions to bring us into a superior comfort zone. But secondly, we forsake our comfort zone by trusting God's patience with our hesitation. It's tough to walk away from the convenient, the familiar, and the comfortable. That's exactly what God was asking of Abram. So, Abram hesitated. He moved with his father and their family a few hundred miles from their home in Ur of the Chaldeans to Haran. And there he spent years hesitating to make it to Canaan. But God didn't reject him. Because you see, God isn't anti-comfort. He's never been anti-comfort. That's why we have such beautiful sunrises and sunsets. That's why we have so many good things on this earth, because God isn't anti-comfort. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
Did you hear that? I love it. God richly provides for us everything for our enjoyment. So God is not anti-comfort. Get that out of your head. So many Christians, they say, oh, I would do God's will, but it would just cost me too much. No, it never costs you too much. You always win. There's always an immeasurable reward for following God. So remember that verse, 1 Timothy 6:17. God richly provides for us everything for our enjoyment. James chapter 1, verse number 17. Here it says,
every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light.
There it is. Every good and perfect gift. That's what God has in mind for you, brother, sister. So, we've got to overcome our hesitation of leaving comfort zones. God isn't against comfort, but He is against our slavery to inferior comfort. God has totally set Himself against our slavery to inferior comfort. That's what we all are doing. We are slaves to inferior comfort. We want to hold on to things that can't last. We want to hold on to people instead of holding on to God. We want to hold on to popularity instead of holding on to Jesus. We always are slaves to inferior comfort. Well, Abraham was the same way. He was a slave to feeling the comfort of his family nearby. Familiar society, culture, language. But God patiently waited for Abraham to choose freedom from inferior comfort zones. So God patiently waits for us to choose freedom from our inferior comfort zones. You know, God might be dealing with you about full-time ministry, and yet you're afraid because you don't want to leave your current financial security. God might be dealing with you about going into full-time ministry or doing something in the church or for the body of Christ that seems daunting. But you're hesitating. You know, God continues waiting. He patiently waits for us to choose freedom That's what he did for Abraham. Abraham sat there in Haran, enjoying his family, enjoying inconvenience. But you know, I imagine that all those years, there was something stirring in Abram's heart. He could not possibly have been satisfied because the invisible God, the true God, had spoken to him. And Abram was being motivated to follow what God was speaking to his heart. Brother, sister, hesitation doesn't disqualify us from God's blessing. Hesitation didn't disqualify Abraham. So, brother, sister, please, don't give up on God's commitment to you. So often we say, God's through with me because I've waited such a long time. I've not done his will. Brother, sister, please quit that. The patient God, the loving God, is waiting for you. He's not considering you an outcast. Go ahead and choose. Now, make the choice to leave that inferior comfort zone and do the will of God. Finally, there must come a time when you tear yourself away from inferior comfort zones. That time must come. You know, when God was dealing with me and Dee about moving to Southeast Asia, I was hesitating month after month after month. I was trying to plan how I could ever make it financially. I even made a trip to Missouri trying to determine how we could survive as missionaries. There was no promise of any kind of an income. We were going to have to leave our church and live on our savings account. It was a very scary time. And finally the time came, though, that I had to tear myself away from an inferior comfort zone and follow what God had put in my heart. The moment of separation from inferior comfort zones must come. Let's read Genesis chapter 12, verse number 4.
So Abram left as the Lord had told him.
Abram left as the Lord had told him. So, brother, sister, today, let's ask Jesus to give you the power, the love for God that will overcome your hesitation to do his will and to follow the course of life into which he's leading you. In fact, you know, as a young Christian, I used to think that if I ever felt afraid, I had disobeyed God and God was through with me. I had mistakenly assumed that Christians, true Christians full of faith, would never feel fear. And so I considered myself of inferior faith because I often felt fear of this or that. And so for those months in 1986 that I was struggling with leaving my comfort zone, God began showing me some scriptures. Scriptures which showed me that I had to make the break from my comfort zone in spite of fear. I was waiting for the absence of fear. I thought I was going to throw all fear away. There would be no feeling of hesitancy. There would be no feeling of timidity. But that will never happen, Mother Sister. There's always going to be fear. But we have to make the break from our inferior comfort zones in spite of the feeling of fear. Look at the verses that helped me so much. Ezra, please, chapter 3, verse number 3.
Despite their fear of the peoples around them, they built the altar.
Here it's talking about the people of God about 500 years before Jesus. Jerusalem had been demolished. They had no temple. They had no altar upon which to sacrifice their animals to the Lord. But it says here, despite their fear, or in spite of their fear, they built the altar. They did the will of God, even though they had fear in their hearts. So fear doesn't close the door to doing God's will. Look at Psalm 56, verse number 3.
When I am afraid, I will trust in you.
The psalmist didn't say he was never afraid. He said, when I am afraid, when I experience fear, I will choose to trust in God. So, brother, sister, do it. Choose to trust in God. Forget the fear. Ignore it. Don't try to get rid of it. Don't try to say, it's not part of me. Admit it's there. But go ahead and do the will of God. So don't do anything except what God wants. He's saying, if you'll leave that inferior comfort zone, I'll take you into something immeasurably better. Surrender yourself to the God of all comfort. That's what we do whenever we walk away from the familiar, the convenient, the comfortable, and the easy. We surrender ourselves to the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 3. Listen to this. Listen to what God has called here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3.
Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
He is called the God of all comfort. Brother, sister, God has wonderful, wonderful things in mind for everyone who's willing to forsake their comfort zones. You belong to the God of comfort. He seeks your comfort. He seeks your blessing. He seeks your ease. He isn't intending to enslave you to misery, to imprison you in misery. He wants better than the best and more than the most for you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you that you are willing to forsake heaven's comfort for earth's difficulty in order that you might be raised from the dead and be enthralled with eternal comfort in Father's presence. And that eternal comfort is also ours. We praise you now, Lord Jesus, for helping us pull away from the inferior comfort zones that enslave us so that you can take us into the superior comfort zones you imagined for us. In the name of Jesus, amen.